Welcome to Maseches Beitzah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 2, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah previously spoke about certain cases where Rabban Gamliel ruled like Beis Shammai, even though he was a student of Beis Hillel. The Mishnah continues that Rabban Gamliel was lenient in certain three things and argued on the Chachamim to be more lenient. Let's see what they are. Says the Mishnah, Afhu, Rabban Gamliel as well, Amar Shleisha Dvarim Lahakel, said three things where he was lenient. What are the three things? Says the Mishnah, Mechabdin bein hamitas. A person may sweep between the recliners. In those days, they didn't eat on the chairs around the table. They would eat on like these small recliners. And Rabban Gamliel holds that you may sweep between the recliners and yantif, the crumbs and stuff that fall, while one eats. Because the Chachamim hold that a person is prohibited from sweeping, period. We're talking about on Shabbos and yantif, because maybe there'll be some uneven spots on the floor. They used to have earthen floors. And he may smooth them out. That's us, or a prezabina, that's considered like building. Rabban Gamliel holds, of course, you cannot sweep your whole home. But he holds sweeping between the beds, since it's just a small area. And anyways, it's probably an area that's well and smooth because people use it often. Therefore, it's permitted to sweep just over there. The Chacham say that it's us, or it's prohibited, because he may come to sweep the entire house. What's the second thing? The second item that Rabban Gamliel was lenient. Rabban Gamliel holds that one may light incense on yantif. That means to say one may take the different types of fragrances and spices and reeds or whatever it was and put it on top of coals so that at a meal it should smell good. And Rabban Gamliel holds that it's permissible because the body derives benefit from it. So it's like ocha nefesh, it's like eating, which we spoke about previously, food preparation, which is mutter on yantif. And Chacham disagree, and they say because it's not shaveh l'chol nefesh, it's not something that's used for all people. That means it wasn't something that everybody did, just people who were particular would do it, therefore it's prohibited to do it on yantif. Finally, number three, the halacha is that a person may, even nowadays, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Yerushalayim, we don't have a Karban Pesach, a Paschal sacrifice, a person may take a lamb and roast the entire lamb. And that Rabbi Gamliel holds that's not an issue. The Chachamim, on the other hand, the rabbis prohibited it because it appears as if a person is making a karban, a sacrifice, and eating it outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Chacham say that it's prohibited. And we actually rule nowadays because of this. Like the Chachamim, you're not allowed to have any type of roasted meat or grilled meat at the Pesach Seder, because that appears too much as if one may be eating something from the karban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice. Let's see one more. Mishnah Chet. Shloisha Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir. There are three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted. The Chachamim Maisrim, and the Chachamim said it was prohibited. So because the Mishnah was talking about three, the Mishnah brings this machlokas to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. What are the three items? Number one, Parasa Yotzer Ritzua Shebein Karneha. Rabbi Elazar holds that a cow may go out on Shabbos with a Ritzua Shebein Karneha, with a strap between its horns. That means to say like this. You're not allowed to, the same way a person is not allowed to carry, he's not allowed to have his animal carry for him on Shabbos. And therefore, even Rabbi Elazar agrees to that. But Rabbi Elazar holds, but Azariah holds, that you're allowed to have an animal go out with a strap between its horns, because that was done just for decorative purposes, that the animal should look nice, so it's not really carrying. The Chacham disagree with him, and they say that since not all animals do this, so it appears like a masa, like it's carrying something, and it's prohibited. Now, item number two, Mekadnes Abahim Meryantif. Rabbi Elazar and Azariah holds that a person may comb with a fine-toothed metal comb an animal on yantif, even though sometimes that may make a chabura, it may make a small cut or a nick, but it's davar she'eino miskaven, that's not your intention. Your intention is to comb the hair. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that davar she'eino miskaven, that something was not intended to do, it's permitted on Shabbos. A person may grind spices on yantif, berichaim shalahem, in the normal manner, the regular, ordinary little pepper mill or whatever they use, that's permitted, even though it's a tircha, it's a bother to do that. He holds that it's permissible. The Chachamim holds that it's only permissible with a small handheld, or stone one, or wooden one, as we saw previously in the Mishnah. Includes the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says, Eim ekadnes abehim abiyatif. He holds you're not allowed to comb an animal with a metal fine-tooth comb. Leshaisachaburo, because you may come and make a wound. That's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a davar she'eino miskaven, even something which you don't intend to do on Shabbos, is aser. Therefore, you can't use a fine-tooth comb. Abba, but he does hold the karzafin. One may use a wooden comb, which has wider teeth, and in that situation, it doesn't make a chabura, it doesn't make a wound. The opinion of the Chacham is a mekarden, aflein mekartzefin. The Chacham hold that one may not comb their animal, period. They can't use a metal fine-tooth comb. They can't even use a wooden comb, because the Chacham made a gezerah. They decreed that if a person were to use a wooden comb, they may come to use a metal comb, and that, they hold, is prohibited on Yom Kippur. Wishing you and yours a wonderful day and an amazing upcoming week.